In the few weeks I'd known Bill, there'd been no indication of any friends or even acquaintances in his life, save for the guy who occasionally gave him food stamps. But the next night, my apartment filled with exiled intellectuals, publishers of Trotskyite poetry, panhandlers, autodidacts, persecuted scientists, refugee critics working as cab drivers, and aluminum can collectors who spoke knowledgeably of Nietzsche. Many of indeterminate gender, and all close compadres of my neighbor, Bill. In one corner, people were dancing very slowly in a circle around a tiny boombox, almost a toy, to music that sounded like anthropological field recordings from the mountains of Fiji or someplace. And one of these languid dancing people was, to my surprise, Janice. Instead of her usual corporate casual, she was wearing a flouncy yellow thrift shop dress. "What are you doing here?" I said after I maneuvered my crutches onto the impromptu dance floor. "I thought you were in Atlanta." "I cashed in some of my miles," said Janice, my frequent flying squeeze still swaying gently to the peculiar rhythm, as if with her hips she were causing the crops to grow. Bill suggested it. He said you'd be touched. "Bill called you?" I said. "On the road? How did he reach you?" "No, of course not," she said. I called you, and he answered, when you were sick. "Oh," I said. "Wanna dance?" she said. "I can't dance," I said. "I'm on crutches."